Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide a new representative in the November 4th election. Elliot Barron is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
What is the focus of your campaign as we head towards the November election?
Well, as a Green Party candidate, my main thrust is an environmental awareness. There are so many problems facing the state, which is such a beautiful place and so rich with natural resources, that is very critical to me as a citizen, and I think to us as a community, to straighten these things out and to be better stewards of the land and the water, especially.
Your thoughts on approaching waterway issues in the district?
Well, you know, with the activities of the Republicans in the House, it's difficult to pay for things anymore. They've tried to get rid of earmarks. And so my understanding is if we're going to get any projects done here in the 5th, it's going to be as a line item in the budget of the approving or funding agency. And I will do my best to work that out. However, listening to the other candidates in the race, it sounds like everybody's got their sights on the Environmental Protection Agency, which is in charge of the clean air and the clean water. And I just can't believe that that's in our best interest, especially when you have a situation where the Department of Environmental Quality, for instance, lets Arkansas have its way with its sewage and industrial uses of clean water, and we're seeing that in the depleted Sparta aquifer, and we're seeing that in brown water and other pollution, and we're really seeing that in the dead zone in the Gulf. Now, I'm not blaming only Arkansas, it's every state in the watershed, but these are all coming downstream to us, and that's a national and critical issue, and I mean to bring that up when I get to D.C.
Many other candidates in the race point to economic development as a key issue. How do you view job growth here in the 5th District?
Well, they have to be meaningful jobs. Getting somebody a part-time job is not going to cut it, especially in a state which is not very supportive of the Affordable Care Act. And so if health insurance is to continue to be employment-related, then we have to get the kind of jobs that pay good money, give good hours, and provide benefits.
You mentioned the Affordable Care Act. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a bitter irony that now that it's in place and open for business, everybody's talking about how odd the insurance requirements are and all of that, which were concessions commanded by, again, the Republicans in House. So I agree there are many problems with the enrollment and the exchange. I wish it were a single-payer system, kind of like I enjoy as a member of the Veterans Administration healthcare system.
If we were to have a system similar to that of the VA system, of course, they've had recent problems. How do you address the risk of the backlog that plagued the VA system?
Well, I mean, and to that end, there's always, thank God, the private sector. But in this day and age where people have supplemental insurance or where supplemental insurance is all that they get, a little choice isn't the end of the world. You know, yes, it's good to have a system. I think there will always be people outside of it doing their own thing, and the patients of both should not be competing against one another.
Elliot Barron's a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.